Chapter 26. Burn. Marco. His father's hands are burned, a raw red in the light of a candle. Marco's father rarely gets burned, and never so badly as this, ropes of scarring skin wrapping around his forearms. He's hidden them well these past few days, but Marco has been aboard the Moby since he was a child. They're as obvious as the sun to him. Marco gives a hum as he wraps bandages around Whitebeard's forearm, bandages that will come off in the morning to save face before the crew, but ones that will offer healing nonetheless. Normally, he would heal with Phoenix Fire, but normally, Whitebeard doesn't get burned. Not from anyone less than Gura-ra-ra-ra. He's a demon, isn't he? A demon. Whitebeard says it like a compliment, like a father of his son's achievements. Port Gasti Ace has been living on their ship for less than 7 days, and Marco can practically feel the eastern waters dripping off of his skin. Only one other person has managed to burn Whitebeard in his power as an emperor. None other than the king of the pirates, the king of devils, Roger. Marco ignores Whitebeard's amusement and continues wrapping the burns. You shouldn't let him burn ya, he says simply, trying to put as much scolding into his tone as he can manage. He's not worth it. Whitebeard only laughs. Boy, I can't stop hell from burning. Ace is worth it. Marco thinks of the boy who burned an island to the ground in an attempt to protect his crew. The boy who leaves smoldering marks across the neck just by resting. And the one man to harm Pops in the last decade. Worth it to bring a demon into their midst, even if he wouldn't be the first. Worth it to hold fire close to him and just pray it doesn't burn him the way it burns an emperor. Worth it. Whitebeard splays his fingers over his shoulder, mapping familiar burns long since faded, the ones the Pirate King gave him. Ace doesn't look much like the Pirate King. He doesn't even want to be king, just better than the best. But his fire, unseen and hellish and lava bright, burns the same. Worth it. Marco echoes as he finishes wrapping his father's burns. I hope you're right. It'd be nice, he thinks, to have someone else whose fire as easy as breathing.